IndieDev Dan dove deep into the rapidly changing world of advanced AI models with a focus on Anthropic's Claude Fable 5. While acknowledging the current period of model adjustments and temporary service pullbacks, he provided crucial advice for agentic engineers. The main takeaway is that instead of obsessing over price per token, we need to focus on price per intelligent agent hour. Fable isn't necessarily a cheaper replacement for Opus or Sonnet. It's positioned as a tier above them, suitable for the most complex and mission-critical tasks. His core argument suggests that the larger and harder the task you are attempting, the more intricate your desired output, the more sense Fable makes, because you are effectively buying specialized agent time rather than just computation power. Shifting gears to automation and infrastructure, Hezanabul Hasan shared a powerful strategy for bypassing expensive subscription services like Zapier, Make, and NAN. He introduced Pylon, a free, open-source platform that allows users to run unlimited AI automations locally without limits or monthly fees. The key insight here is that the real value lies not in learning specific no-code tools, but rather in learning how to communicate effectively with AI itself, the ability to craft skills and prompts that enable complex workflows. He demonstrated this by automating YouTube comment management and keyword rank tracking. All of this can be managed through simple Python scripts, which he makes accessible even for non-coders using closed-source tools for rapid development. In a quick pivot away from tech, the Google video captured some athletic moments highlighting Lamine Yamal's impressive dribbling skills on the pitch.